Jeremy joins us from South Leeds Live. Jeremy Morton is here with the April edition. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm very well, Johnny. Good to see you.
Have you ever served food for a famous person or eaten with a famous person?
No. I think the nearest I can get is I do bake cakes.
Do you? That's good.
But that's mainly for Beeston Festival to be sold on the cake stall there.
So. What's your signature bake?
I would say it was a Victoria sandwich.
Oh, no. I love a Victoria sandwich. You can faff about, and I know that baking's become very trendy.
Yeah.
And also health baking, you know, where people make stuff with sweet potato and avocado instead of chocolate and sugar. But if you're going to have a cake, have a cake. Yeah. You know, that's what I say. So Victoria Sponge, good classic stuff, a good solid cake there. But never serve one to a famous person.
Not that I noticed, no.
Who's Beeston's most famous resident? Is there anybody from Beeston? That's a question for you.
Oh, yes.
Anybody famous in Beeston right now or has ever been? Let us know.
We've got the guy who rides Casualty.
Yes, you have. I know
Mark
his name.
Mark Catley.
Mark Catley, yes. Mark Catley. Yeah, the playwright, Mark Catley. There you go. That's good. Anybody else from Beeston who's famous? 81333, start the text with the word Leeds. South Leeds Life, Leeds School set for metric mayhem on the front cover.
Absolutely.
What's going on here? I can't believe it.
You need to check the date on the top of the edition. But this is a story that Leeds schools were going to move to 10 4-week terms each year. The date on the top is the 1st of April,
of course. The 1st of April, yeah.
But we were rather proud of that story.
That's a lot
of people talking.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a different one, that. I like that. I like that a lot. I've also got your We Are the Child Friendly City upside down on the front.
Thumbs down.
That's meant to be that. That isn't an accidental. Good. So what's really going on then? You've got the Hunslet car sign being unveiled.
Yeah. It's another welcome to the area sign, but I think it's rather impressive. I think it really reflects the area, not only in picking the colours of green and yellow, but it's a solid piece of ironwork. It's been engineered, and it's got a wheel from that the Middleton Railway donated from an old wagon as its sort of central symbol, and it says "Welcome to Hunslet Car." One of the things I found interesting, because I've lived in South Leeds for 30 years, but I've only recently become aware that there's a big rivalry between Hunslet and Hunslet Car.
Is there?
Never mind North Leeds, South Leeds.
Right.
Hunslet Car. Oh.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's interesting. Where does that come from then?
I haven't got that far into it yet.
The great Hunslet Car rivalry. Also in the latest edition, the great celebration of the 97-year-old D-Day veteran.
This is a fantastic story. I was privileged to meet him last weekend and have a bit of a chat with him. Bill Cutler, long-standing resident of the Cottingley estate, and he's recently been awarded the Légion d'honneur, if that's pronounced correctly, France's highest honour. And it turns out he was involved in D-Day, and I knew he was a sailor, and he was at the landings. But speaking to him, he was on the ship that had like the generals and the admirals directing traffic.
Right.
He was right at the front of the invasion force that landed on Sword Beach. And then on top of that, they said, of course, it wasn't the first time we'd done it. We did North Africa, we did Sicily, we did Burma afterwards.
Wow, these people are so humble and
absolutely.
So reserved in what they've done,
really,
aren't they?
Really nice guy, yeah.
And I've got to say, from his pictures, he looks fantastic as well.
Really does.
He looks very well for 97.
Yeah.
Really does. That's great, and it's great to be able to honour people like that.
And the community had really turned it on for him. You know, they'd done a 40s-style party at the local community centre. They'd got the bunting out.
Oh, proper old tea dance.
Absolutely.
Great stuff. We're heading towards the local elections, May the 5th. Thursday, May the 5th, and we now know the candidates for the local elections in Beeston and Holbeck.
Yeah, and the other two wards we cover.
Of course, City and Hunslet and Middleton Park.
That's right. So I just wanted to flag this up, really, because we have a chance, having a very local focus, we have a chance to go in a bit deeper, maybe. Mm. I know you've done some really good discussions about district-wide political discussions. But when people have got their vote, they want to know who they're voting for. So we've been in touch with all the candidates. They're all sending us through 200 words why you should vote for me, and people can see, even if the leaflets, because the leaflets don't often come through the door.
Yeah.
And certainly the knock at the door is a thing of the past, as far as I'm aware.
I can't remember the last time I've been doorstepped. In fact, do you know what? I don't know if I ever have been, thinking about it. In any place I've lived, I really can't remember a politician come to my door.
I can remember, but it's going back a few years, yeah. Definitely.
And it's really, you know, this is a really important opportunity to shape where you live. I was talking about this with our political reporter, Larry Budd, that actually the local elections probably on a day-to-day basis have a greater impact on our lives than
yes.
electing MPs and cabinet ministers, because that's bigger scale and longer term stuff. But on the day-to-day basis of the things that affect us,
yeah.
the councillors are the people that yeah. make the decisions. Yeah, right. You know, and it's really important that people turn out and put that vote wherever you're going to put it. Turn out and have a say if you possibly can.
And that's the message we have. We obviously don't back any party, but we want people to use their vote.
Mm. Thank you for coming in to see us, Jeremy. This may be the last time you see us for our pay-per-view on a Friday, because I'm going back to Saturdays. So it's been an absolute pleasure to get you in. And it's been lovely to see your journey through to actually physically printing the paper as well.
Well, we're very proud of it.
Yeah, you should be. You really are. Jeremy Morton, it's been an absolute pleasure to get you in. We'll find reasons to get you in on our Saturday show when we start it as
yeah,
well.
Great.